Morning, Barbara Friedman, who's in charge of our socials, also curates our website, www.capetalk.co.za. She comes into studio, lets us know what's trending online, also what's getting a lot of traction on our website. Good morning, Barbara.
Morning, Lester. Before we get into the three stories for today, I thought I would mention that Bianca Batendach, our silver medalist in surfing yesterday, was on this morning with Rafael West. So go to the website and listen to... It's not a long interview, but it's nice to hear her own voice. She's an interesting person. At 27 years old, she wants to focus on social work. Living in George, she says she's going to, she is retiring, as we know, and she's involved in building a primary school there and fundraising for, it's part of called Life Community Services. And I just think so awesome to hear a young South African who's just, not just about, winning medals, but it's actually going to put a lot back into the community.
I hear the people of Strand were celebrating. You say that's where she was a young Grom.
Grom, yeah.
Learning how to surf in Strand area. So if you are in the Strand area and if you watched Bianca Batendach grow up in the waves, give us a call. We'd like to know from you how... Well, you believe she did. 021-446-0567. Or you can listen to that interview she did with Refilwe Maloto on our website.
Yeah, and then on the Olympics theme further, the big trending story in the US and globally has been Simone Biles, the gymnast in the US team who did a press conference yesterday after she pulled out of an event. But since then, in the last couple of hours, USA Gymnastics has announced that she has withdrawn from the final individual all-around competition, and they support her wholeheartedly in her courage and in doing what she needed to do for her mental health. And let's listen to her yesterday, a short clip from her press conference.
Yeah, I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are, rather than just battle through it.
Yeah, I mean, the debate obviously on social media was, should you pull out? Should you look after your mental health? Should you just suck it up? And there was actually a father who posted on Facebook about his daughter who's a gymnast, and he was looking at the one gymnast in one of the Eastern European teams. Sorry that I'm not getting all the details right. I just saw it as I was walking up. And he said when he saw the face of that young gymnast looking in terror at her coach, he said his heart sank, and he thought, I don't know, what my daughter doing this?
So
I
think Simone Biles has nothing left to prove.
Nothing left
to prove. Four-time gold medal Olympian.
Absolutely.
Absolutely nothing.
But more than that, even if you haven't achieved those heights, what is it doing to your mental health? The pressure, I don't know.
Look, we're seeing a lot of athletes nowadays who are saying
no.
You know, no to the interviews.
No.
If I feel I am unwell, I'm unfit mentally or physically, I'm just going to step out. And we have to ask ourselves as viewers and the paying public at these events, do we want humans playing or do we want gladiators?
Yeah.
You know,
or robots.
Or do you want robots? I would rather have an athlete that says, look, I'm not well. I'm not here.
I think the pressure is just beyond
exactly.
Imagining. The second story is just a follow up on a story that went viral during the looting in KZN, and that was the infamous blue leather sofa that got memes were made of, because it was viewed, you know, outside an informal settlement shack with some woman sitting on it. And this was the famous 67,000 rand blue leather sofa that came out of Leather Gallery, a Durban furniture store that was looted to the ground. And owner Greg Perry has come out and said, you know, a lot of customers in the community have helped to locate some of their, Lester's laughing, the San Pablo corner sofa has been recovered, it seems, in pieces. And the owners of the furniture store were asked, apparently it was reported on Times Live, to come to the police station to identify the remains of their couch.
I just saw some like great puns about this the sofa yesterday. There was one that says the famous blue couch has been found meters away from where it was looted. Turns out it didn't travel so far.
Let's leave it at that.
It has left city police baffled.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be destroyed. I don't know if they, if the leather company thought they were going to piece it together again and have it recovered. But, you know, as we know, that the government have stated that they're going to destroy any looted goods. It's all part of the chain of the economy.
Donated to a...
You're not allowed to donate anything. Oh, you know that that's the whole... You're not allowed to donate anything. It all has to be destroyed because apparently otherwise it will affect the chain of production and the price sales. And correct.
I totally get that. And finally, a study reveals the most successful chat-up lines on Tinder.
Yeah, I mean, for those of us that aren't on Tinder...
What's Tinder?
I was once on Tinder... And I still find it fascinating that it is so popular, and obviously others like Bumble.com and Match.com and all the rest. But so this particular study that the research has been published in Science Direct, and it did a study that is called, and this is the title of the study, Influences of Profile Perceptions and Different Pickup Lines on Dating Outcomes on Tinder, an Online Experiment. 237 heterosexuals aged between 18 and 24 presented with an opposite sex profile along with four different chat-up lines. One of them was, "You have a very nice smile." A second one that was meant to be humorous said, "Do you have any raisins?" "No." "How about a date?" Thirdly was, "Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see." Fourthly was, "Hey, wow, what's up?" Anyway, the results were that for men in this survey, nothing mattered except your profile pic.
Of course.
For women, it was a little bit deeper than that. But I think that the final results said that, you know, obviously perceived physical attractiveness was obviously the main issue for men. But generally, there was a sort of combination between humor and sort of being a decent, nice person. I know this is all a ridiculous topic to even be discussing, but I suppose the fact that they're doing research on it.
It's a complete human conversation.
It's a human conversation. And they said it, all the results were totally in line with evolutionary social psychology. So it's nothing we don't know.
What pickup line has worked on you?
I must say, in my day, most of the first comments were, "Hey." And then I would go, "Hey." It's deep, eh?
Can I tell you my favorite one?
Oh, please do.
I haven't found the need for a pickup line in, 12 years?
Exactly.
"Are you my Afrikaans teacher? Because I could see us together." Could see.
I can't even. I don't even understand that.
Never mind. Barbara Friedman, she joins us again tomorrow for Bob's Why. You can check out her work on www.capetalk.co.za. It's now 20 minutes to 10 o'clock.